Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
David Hochberg. You hear him every Saturday morning at 10 with Home Sweet Home. And David, the markets, I got to note, you said they're already reacting to the recently passed big, beautiful bill?
Yeah, well, listen, we all know that the bill that the passed out of the House, the Republicans' budget bill, the House budget bill, is just the first step in the process, right? But the markets are already reacting that they're not a big fan of what the bill is going to do to the deficits and what the bill is going to do to the long-term prospect of the strength of the United States economy. So that's not me talking. This is the market reacting. And what our listeners have to realize is that we have a gigantic worldwide market, Lisa, right? It's not just you and me and everybody's 401ks in the United States investing in securities and bonds and gold and crypto and whatever else you got going on. We attract money from all over the world. And we have bonds that are held by foreign investors at a tune of $35 trillion. That's with a T, mm-hmm. are in the hands of foreign investors. Okay? So when they look at what Moody did, downgraded our credit as a country on Friday night, for Friday
first time
afternoon,
ever,
late Friday,
right?
First time ever, right? We went from AAA to AA plus, whatever it was. So it's a step down. The dollar has been going down. It's been devalued ever since Liberation Day. The dollar's been going down. Stock market's been bouncing all over the place, right? As like a drunken dreidel. And the 10-year bond, I'm looking at CNBC right now on my screen. It's at 4.529. Prior to Liberation Day, we were at 3.88. What does that translate to our listeners who are buying homes? You're paying basically 0.625 higher today in a 30-year fixed loan than you were prior to Liberation Day. That's not a political statement. I'm just giving you numbers.
Can we pause and just go back to the idea of a drunken dreidel?
Well, that's why I left. I've never heard the term drunken dreidel before. All dreidels got to spin like they're drunken, don't they?
Well, it depends. If you had a couple in you, you had some Manischewitz in you, that dreidel will wobble and spin in special ways. Kevin knows about it. He's a big fan of Manischewitz.
The drunken dreidel.
Blackberry. Yeah.
You know, there's a part of this bill, and it's not the bigger part when you consider our long-term future, but under most circumstances would dominate national debate, and that's this idea of getting rid of forcing tipped workers to pay taxes. That's life-changing for so many people, and we're not even paying much attention to it.
Well, right, because there are so many other things in this bill that
there's so much bigger, right? Yeah, right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Listen. There are great things in this bill. If you get paid overtime, right? In the version that came out of the House, we all know that this is not going to be the final version. You're going to go to the Senate. The Senate's going to have their version, right? And it's Schoolhouse Rock, guys, right? And then it goes back to compromise, and then it goes to the president, and then sometime during the next 90 to 120 days, they're going to absolutely eviscerate each other, and something else is going to come out at the end, right? So this isn't the final bill. This just came out of the House. It squeaked out of the House, and on a party line vote, I think there were two Republicans that voted against it, so they had one or two votes in their pocket. It got out of the House. Okay, that's all that matters. So it got out of the House. It's great if you're making overtime. It's great if you're hourly. I think car interest rates are tax deductible, which is great if you're buying a new car. Okay, it's great for car guys that you know, people that sell cars. If you're a guy or a gal that sells cars, car sales professional, it's great. We'll see if all this is there at the end, right?
How can they go from not letting you write off your state and local taxes off your income, your federal return, and then add car loan taxes,
well,
or interest
Steve,
rate? I'm sorry.
because they're blue states, quote unquote blue states, have higher real estate taxes. That was passed during the first Trump administration, right? To stick it to the blue states. He said it in the hallway of Congress on Monday, right? He said it. He basically verbatim said, you know, those are Democratic states, New York, California, and Illinois. You know, then he took shots at all the governors. And this isn't a political statement. This is what the president of the United States said. Okay, so it was increased from $30,000 to $40,000. Okay, and if you're in a high tax state like Illinois is, you know, and you're paying $40,000 worth of real estate taxes, you just get to write off another $10,000 worth of real estate taxes. Okay, it sucks that we have high real estate taxes here in Illinois. I've been preaching about that for 5 years. It doesn't change, and you know, until people want to do something about it, that our elected officials like develop more commercial businesses in Illinois to help support, take the pressure off the residential side of the real estate, we're going to have this problem. Okay, but our elected officials are clowns, and they don't want to do that. And we're in the position that we're in. Okay, so yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there. Again, you know as well as I do, this is just the first draft. The Senate will have their own draft, and then they'll have to get in a room and with their bonsai knives and start slicing each other up and come up with a compromise bill that will be rolled out for everybody to vote on and the president to sign at the end of the summer.
David Hochberg's with us. In case you didn't, you couldn't tell already. Hey, talk to me about the conversations you had with WGN listeners.
Yeah, so it's interesting. There's winners and losers and everything, guys, right? So I talked to two WGN listeners that own import businesses, okay? One owns a business that imports adult diapers from China, okay? He's a wholesaler. He does direct-to-consumer. He does nursing homes, and he sells to hospitals throughout the United States, okay? And then I talked to another individual who imports wines and cheeses, that's his business, right? You can't make Italian wine and cheese in Hegwisch, okay? You make it in Italy, you put it in a container and you ship it over here, right? From Poland and Austria and Australia and all these other places. He's like, both of those gentlemen went from paying $30,000 in tax for a container, right, to paying $90,000. So they obviously have to pass that on. They're not going to eat it. They're small business people, right? They're not Tim Cook, who's going to write the president a check for $1 million to get box seats at the inauguration and get a carve out for Apple, right?
So the diapers just went up 30%, or actually probably 60%. More than that. Yeah,
right. It tripled. So
you're saying the diaper importer just got soaked.
He got and soiled. Yes, yeah, soaked and soiled. Nice play on words there. You're a wordsmith. And then the guy, so those two guys are getting crushed, but there's a guy who makes bar stools, and he's got a special component on his bar stools that he used to get from China that he's now being manufactured. It's a steel part that he found a manufacturer here in the United States to make his part to put on his bar stools, so he's fine. But his competition's getting crushed because they didn't react quick enough. So you're going to have winners and losers with this tariff talk. The market doesn't like it. It's already priced in. Okay, the bonds are a true reflection of that. People will be paying more for their goods and services, no matter what elected official from whatever party you fly a flag for tells you that the manufacturer is going to eat it. That's a bunch of crap. Okay, you're going to pay more for goods and services. And, you know, here's where we're at. So then you've got to worry about inflation, and I don't see wages going up. So that's where we're at, okay? I'm just passing information on, and interest rates when you go to buy a house today, as opposed to buying a house before Liberation Day, is 0.625% higher. You're paying 5/8 of a point higher today than you did back then.
Okay,
so, we'll figure this out.
We will figure it out. And will you hang on through the news? Because I think you've got some good news coming up, too. So will you hang on and share that?
Yeah, absolutely. Bring it on.
David Hochberg, Team Hochberg, 56David.com, if you want to reach out to him. David Hochberg. You know him from Team Hochberg. And David, in one of your notes, you said it looked like a bit of a bright light to me that Fannie Mae is predicting lower rates by the end of the year.
Yeah, that's what Fannie Mae, you know, they come out with their predictions and they're typically wrong. But I just want to throw that out there. They predicted lower rates at the end of last year as well. And we had a runaway freight train. We were almost in the, you know, we were back in the eighth at the end of last year. So Fannie Mae is predicting lower rates towards the end of the year. So that's a little shining bright light there for everybody to try to hold on to. But there's a lot of variables. Fannie Mae doesn't know what they're talking about until they don't know what's happening with the tariffs. They don't know what's happening with world trade, Ukraine war. I mean, there's so much that goes into, you know, interest rates and all the factors I just previously mentioned. So it's still, I just want to throw that out there because they did announce that this week and hopefully they're right for the first time in a couple of years.
I have a friend who's trying to buy a house. He's going to buy this house for $740,000. The next day they say, we got multiple offers. You'll have to come up. So I said, don't pay more than the market bears. And it depends on how much you love the house. So he goes up on his price. They come back. Got to go up another $5,000. And we want the appliances. And we want to live here free for 14 days after you purchase the home. Is that what's going on today?
Yeah, it's funny. I was talking, you know, remember a guy by the name of Joe Brand. He called me because he's might be doing something in Pittsburgh. And we, you know, we were just talking markets. He's like, what's the market like? And I'm just like, listen, it's different areas have got different markets. And I'm like, what's happening in Pittsburgh's got nothing to do with what's happening here in Chicago. What's happening in Chicago is homes between 150 and like 750. If you're in good shape, Lisa, and you're in good schools, and you now's the perfect time because school's ending. You want to move out to downsize, to get out of the high taxes, and you other families want to move in to get their kids ready to register for the schools and be close to family and move out of the city and all that stuff. So the next 90 days, if you are have a good home, even though rates are going up, right, even though rates are 5/8 of a point higher than they were before Liberation Day, buyers are still buying and sellers are still selling. It's still a fluid market, and we go back to the old adage, you're buying the house, you're renting the rate, and when the rates come down, there'll be more people that come into the market. You just heard David Jennings report that how many 15% of the 14% of the contracts, according to Redfin or Zillow, were canceled, right, last month because of the interest rate, or they found something wrong. You know, it's amazing how many houses are, you know, start fight, how many different things people find wrong with houses as the rates increase. Right. But when the rates decrease, those things that they come up with not to buy the house, it's kind of don't matter anymore. But as the rates go up, more contracts fall off. It's just an indication of the market. It's supply and demand. But if you're between in the Chicagoland area, and again, it's different in Pittsburgh, it's different in Kansas City. If you're listening in Arizona, it's different out there. So each market's different. But if you have a house between 150 and 750 in Chicago, in good shape, in good school districts, in good areas that people want to move into, and it's highly desirable, you will have 5-6 offers. It's just the way the market is right now.
Would you suggest if someone's doing that, they call you and lock in a rate now? Do you anticipate?
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, it would be nice to have the opportunity. I talked to a guy here in Northbrook. He's closing in August, and I'm just like, well, might want to think about locking in now because it's going to be pretty turbulent through the summer with all of this budget talk, and who knows what's going to come out on the other end and how the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, is going to grade it, and then you're going to have the spin on both parties. People are, you know, you're kicking people off of Medicare, and CBO doesn't know what they're talking about, and you know, you're going to get so much spin, you're going to go crazy. So if you're looking to buy in August, don't be playing around. Don't be bond trader and be screwing around with rates. Lock in, you know, lock in. Don't look back. When the rates drop, God willing, in the future, pray to whatever God you pray to. You know, you'll be teed up for a refinance, and you just roll into something lower when the rates, if and when the rates come down in the future.
Are you seeing people get HELOCs now to pay off credit cards?
Yeah. We're getting more and more calls for HELOCs from listeners because it's in their financial best interest not to leave their twos and threes. You have to be careful. I've got an example of a listener that I will bring on Saturday. Here's a little tease that went to Rocket, that Rocket Mortgage tried to talk him into spending $14,000. I have it in writing. I don't have to make this up. They're in a 3.5% loan, and the loan officer at Rocket's like, I strongly recommend you going with the refinance instead of taking out a $51,000 HELOC to pay off their debt that was costing them $1,800. I introduced them to King County Teachers Credit Union, and they're going to get a HELOC for next to nothing at a much lower rate to pay off their debt and not leave their 3.5%, 4%, 30-year fixed loan. So don't get caught up in all this nonsense. And how did they get to Rocket? Because their loan is serviced by Mr. Cooper. Who just bought out Mr. Cooper? Rocket Mortgage just bought out Mr. Cooper. So I said this when it happened. They're going to be pounding every one of their clients to take out a HELOC and then talk them, you know, try to talk them into refinancing. So please just be very, very careful. Be very, very careful when you're dealing with Rocket Mortgage, because they will jam it down your throat with thousands of dollars in closing costs, what's best for them and not best for you. So right. Just look at the overall macro picture, not the micro. And what happens when people get in debt, Lisa? They start making irrational decisions.
Yeah, they panic.
Because the stress is on the family.
Right.
It's not a good position to be in. So don't make irrational moves because you're in a tight situation. The consultation's free. I talk so many people out of refinancing with Rocket, and I don't make any money. I kick them over to a HELOC like King County Teachers Credit Union and make zero on it just to make sure that our listeners don't get taken advantage of. And if Rocket wants to come after me,
he's going
to
shoot you straight.
Bring it on.
He's really going to talk your ear off, but he'll shoot you straight. David Hochberg.
Oh, nice shot.
56David.com. I got to go. I got another guest on the phone. I'll talk to you later, but thank you so much. Yeah.
Take care. Goodbye.
No. Saturday. Go ahead. Tee up what you have Saturday.
Here. Real quick, during my show Saturday, one of Steve Bertrand's on the tour is texting in pictures of them on Steve Bertrand's tour in Sylvania.
That's right.
I just want to let you know that we are receiving text messages from Sylvania from Steve Bertrand Travel and pictures of Steve Bertrand in the background. So WGN's got power. It's unbelievable. So thank you for the opportunity, you guys. Have a great weekend. And think of veterans this day on the weekends, Memorial
Absolutely.
Day weekend.
Salute Absolutely. Absolutely. David Hochberg, Home Sweet Home, Chicago, Saturday morning at 10. Reach out to him, 56David.com.